Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we're talking about the second day of our St. Patrick's Day article.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Patrick's Day, which is March the 17th, is a day to celebrate Irish culture. So anything to do with Ireland, Irish people, Irish food and drink, music, and so on. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's usually a really, really big party that day. So you can go out with friends, you go out with family, you enjoy food, you have some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
People just go out there to have fun.
Yeah, now it is an Irish festival, but because people from Ireland a few hundred years ago kind of spread out all over the world. They left Ireland and they went abroad to find work and better conditions. There are a lot of people with Irish families around the world. So St. Patrick's Day, it's big in Ireland, but it's also big all around the world as well. And pretty much anybody can join in.
So how do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What can we do?
Well, we can have some Irish food, Irish drink, usually right. alcoholic stuff. Listen to Irish music. Oh, and dress in green.
Oh, okay. And then I know that they also, they dye their food green.
Yep.
I know a river in the United States.
Chicago River.
Yeah, they dye the river green on St. Patrick's Day. So
yep.
we do it because of the color of their flag.
Yeah, green is the kind of national color of Ireland. People would also say it's lucky to dress in green clothes. So
mm-hmm.
even if you're not Irish, you can put on green and kind of celebrate.
A little bit of that Irish luck.
Yeah, celebrate this whole idea. Today we're going to talk a bit about what St. Patrick's Day is and some of the history and symbols behind the holiday. Let's check it out.
Reading. Let's be green on St. Patrick's Day. Although St. Patrick's Day has become a global celebration, few people know about the historic figure it's named after. St. Patrick was a famous saint born 1,500 years ago in Britain. As a teenager, he was seized by criminals and brought to Ireland. After 6 years, he escaped and returned home to become a priest. As an adult, he went back to Ireland to spread the word of God. Back then, there weren't many Christians in Ireland. St. Patrick believed strongly in his religion, though, so he traveled around the country building schools and churches. His determination paid off. Within 30 years, he had converted most of the country to his religion. Many modern-day symbols of St. Patrick's Day are related to his life. One is the shamrock, a plant with three leaves. Some believe he used it to teach people about the three most important figures in Christianity. Another is the Celtic cross, to which St. Patrick added the sun. When you raise your glass to say cheers this St. Patrick's Day, be sure to give thanks to the saint who made this holiday possible.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. It says, although St. Patrick's Day has become a global celebration, few people know about the historic figure it's named after. Right, so all of us know about St. Patrick's Day, and like mm-hmm. we know we have to go out and celebrate.
Yeah, wear green, have a party.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know where it came from. Okay, well, let's first take a look at our word global. Now, it's a global holiday, meaning that global just means the whole world, okay? All the countries around the whole world. That's what global means.
Around the globe.
Exactly.
Because the globe is meaning the world.
Mm-hmm. For example, we can say English is becoming a global language, meaning many people around the world know and speak some English.
Yep, like it's the airport language. People mm-hmm. have to speak it in airports, so stuff like that. Okay, now we also said it's a global celebration. A celebration is a special social event such as a party, and you're actually celebrating something. Something mm-hmm. has happened either recently or in the past, and that is the reason you are having the party. Here's an example. As soon as Jason has finished his exams, he wants to organize a big celebration. To celebrate, that's the verb form, the fact that he's finished his exams and mm-hmm. he can take a break for a bit.
I know, finally. All right, so we know about St. Patrick's Day, but who is it named after? When something is named after something, this phrase means you give this thing or this something a name. And the name comes from maybe someone that you know, like your family member and your friends, mm-hmm. or someone who is very important to you.
Yep.
So, for example, we can say many scientists name animals after the first person who discovered it.
Yes.
Okay, what are you named after someone from your family?
Not from my family, but when my parents were around the age that I was born, they had a very good friend called Patrick, mm-hmm. so I am named after him. We can also say I am named for him.
Oh.
How about your names?
I think my name was, I was named after the jewelry store.
The Tiffany the jewelry store.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think it was also a very important, not important, but it was a very popular name at that time that I was born.
Okay.
And then my mom saw this name and then she saw the jewelry store. So, you know, of course.
She named me after some precious jewels.
Yes.
Okay. So, who is the guy who St. Patrick's Day is named after? Of course, he is St. Patrick. Mm. And as we see in the article, St. Patrick was a famous saint born 1,500 years ago in Britain. Okay,
that's a
so he's
long
British.
Time ago.
So a saint is a person whose life was so good and they did so much for Christianity, this religion, we'll talk a bit more about that later, that basically people have agreed that this person was really good and they now live in heaven with the angels. And it's usually something that has to be decided by the church leaders, basically like, yeah, that guy, his life was dedicated to Christianity. Mm-hmm. He helped so many people. We will officially make him a saint. And now everybody knows he was good and he's in heaven. And there's a special day like St. Valentine's Day for
right.
another one. A patron saint, which is what St. Patrick is the saint for that particular country.
Mm.
So all the UK countries have them. You've got St. David for Wales, St. Andrew for Scotland, St. Patrick for Ireland, and St. George for England itself.
Oh, I did not know that.
There you go.
All right, next. The article says, as a teenager, he was seized by criminals and brought to Ireland. Let's take a look at the word seize. When you seize something, it means you take something away in a very sudden and forceful way. But when you seize a person, it means you take this person away as a prisoner and you put them in a jail or something. So let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say the police seized the thieves and stopped them from hurting other people.
And thieves like that would be criminals, mm-hmm. same as the people who grabbed St. Patrick. A criminal is someone who has been convicted in a trial of breaking the law. Basically, we've proved it. We know that they're guilty. They've broken some kind of law. So they've committed a crime. So crime, criminal, they go together. For example, when the criminal got out of prison, he struggled to find anyone who would employ him. Yeah, it's just a hard life.
I know.
He's paid for his time, but now he can't find a job.
All right, so don't do anything bad.
Yeah, don't commit the crime in the first place.
Don't become a criminal. All right, next, let's continue reading the article. It says, after 6 years, he escaped and returned home to become a priest.
Mm-hmm.
So he was taken away from his homeland. And then when he went back to his home country, to Britain, he became a priest. Now, priest also has something to do with the Christian, not really just Christian religion, but it can be with all religions. It's basically someone in a religion who has high powers, and the priest can perform maybe more ceremonies, mm-hmm. or they can do more things.
Yeah, a priest would perform a wedding ceremony, for example.
Or like in Christianity, they would perform baptism.
Yes.
Okay, so in here, in this article, we're talking about him as a Christian priest.
Okay, so he becomes a priest, and then, as the article says, as an adult, he went back to Ireland to spread the word of God. Now, this idea, spread the word, is today's shortcut for you. So let's watch a video as our friends spread the word of how to use this phrase in English.
Shortcut for you.
Look, Dame is playing a show next month.
What? I love that band. How much are the tickets?
It says here that they're only 1,800 NT dollars.
That's such a good price. Let's see if our friends want to go.
Okay, I'll start spreading the word.
Great. Which word are you going to spread?
all of them? When you spread the word, you give a lot of people a message that you think they should know.
Got it. So spread the word means 散布消息.
That's it.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure, anything you want.
Could you not spread the word about that silly mistake I just made?
Your secret is safe with me.
So as we see, to spread the word means to communicate a message to a lot of people. And he was spreading the word of God, which basically means, hey, everybody, you should believe in God. You should become a Christian like me. Stop believing in what you had before and come and be a Christian.
All right. So next it says, back then, there weren't many Christians in Ireland. Okay. So a long time ago, maybe in Ireland, it was not a very popular religion. So he wanted to spread the idea of God and he wanted people to become Christian. Now, Christian is basically just what we call a person who believes in the religion of Christianity, which is in Chinese, 基督教.
Yeah, basically, you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and he came to save people, and you follow his teachings. So, we see that St. Patrick believed strongly in his religion, though. So, he traveled around the country, building schools and churches. So he wasn't just telling people, you've got to do what I say and believe in God and believe in Jesus. He's building schools where people can learn things. He's building churches where people can pray. So he's doing all of this good stuff for Ireland. Never mind just for himself, it's for the people. That's what makes him a saint. Now we see that he believed in God. He believed very strongly in it. And if you believe in something, you have faith that something is true and it's right, even if you have no real proof. And whatever follows in is the thing you have faith in, like believing in ghosts, believing in Father Christmas,
believing in aliens.
Yeah, believing in God, or just believing in somebody. You believe that they're going to do that thing.
I believe in you.
Yes.
All right, so that's really kind of St. Patrick, actually. He was helping other people. Now, the article then says his determination paid off. Now, we can take a look at the word determination here. When you have determination, it means you don't give up and you keep trying to do something. Or you even try to do something that you know it's very, very difficult to achieve. But whatever the reason is, the point is that you don't give up and you keep on trying. That's what it means to have determination. For example, we can say Joe's determination led him to be the first person to swim across the river in 2 hours.
It's a big old river.
Yeah, I don't know which river that is, but...
It's a big one. Okay, now we say his determination paid off. And if something pays off, it succeeds. And we use this phrase when you've put in some money or some effort, and because of that, you get your reward, you get your success. So whatever you did was worth the time, worth the money, or worth the effort you spent. So you spend something, you kind of pay it, and if it pays off, you get the reward you want. And what was this reward?
All right, so it says, within 30 years, he had converted most of the country to his religion.
Huh.
Wow, so he kept trying, and he kept doing, you know, he kept talking to people.
Yeah.
And about 30 years, almost all of the people in this country were Christians. Now, when you convert something to something else, it means to change something. So when you convert someone to a religion, it means you convince them to change their beliefs or you convince them to change their religion. So for example, maybe I can say I converted from Buddhism to Christianity. I was once a Buddhist, but now I am a Christian.
That's right. So that's a pretty cool thing that St. Patrick's did. So let's look at a bit more about the symbols, many of which you will see in a St. Patrick's Day parade or around Irish churches or buildings or in Ireland. The article says many modern day symbols of St. Patrick's Day are related to his, St. Patrick's, life. So the symbols are related to St. Patrick's life. If things are related, they are connected in some way, usually in a direct way that's easy to notice or easy to understand. Here's another example. Most of Steve's problems are related to money. He owes a lot to a number of people.
Steve, he also owes me money some as well.
We'll get you, Steve. Let's look at the symbols.
All right, so one of the symbols we in the article says, one is the shamrock, a plant with three leaves. So yes, every time when you see anything related to Ireland or St. Patrick's Day, you always see this kind of plant, and it has three different leaves. Now, that plant is just called the shamrock, and it's always related to, I would say, Irish religion, or Irish
culture,
Ireland culture,
Ireland,
yeah. There is also one with four leaves as well. We call that a lucky clover. So most of the time we see it with three leaves, but if you find one with four, that's called a lucky clover. It means you're very lucky and you'll have good luck.
So why is the shamrock part of the symbol? Well, the article explains some believe he used it to teach people about the three most important figures in Christianity.
Okay.
So as we've kind of mentioned, Christianity is the organized religion of the Christians. You are a Christian, you believe, you follow Christianity. There are lots of different types of Christianity, but they kind of all have the same core beliefs. Jesus is the Son of God. The words of the Bible tell people how to live. Now, these three important figures are God as the Father, God as the Son, and God as the sort of Holy Spirit. In his version, in St. Patrick's Christianity, the three are slightly different, but they're also one. So one plant with three leaves is a pretty good way to explain it.
Oh, that's easy now. I think that's really easy to understand. Let's take a look at another symbol. The article says, another is the Celtic cross, to which St. Patrick added the sun.
So yeah, it's the normal Christian cross, but then you add the sun, you get the Celtic cross. Celtic just means part of the Celtic culture, which is Ireland, Scotland, bits of Wales, and other ways around there. Careful not to say it's Celtic, which is the name of the Boston basketball team and the Scottish soccer team. But when we're talking about the culture, it's a hard C, Celtic. So the article moves on to say, when you raise your glass to say cheers this St. Patrick's Day, be sure to give thanks to the saint who made this holiday possible. Now, if you give thanks to someone, then you either feel or you actually outwardly show that you are grateful to someone or something. And we often do this by speaking out loud or by doing some kind of action that shows we are thankful. Now, you could do this by praying to give thanks, or like on Thanksgiving in the US, people just say what they are thankful for. Mm-hmm. They are giving thanks for something.
Right.
Do you know the snake story?
The snake story? No, I don't.
According to the story, St. Patrick also got rid of all the snakes in Ireland.
Wow.
He chased them out with his stick, which is why there are now no snakes in Ireland.
Wow, this St. Patrick's guy is pretty cool.
That is, I mean, that's not completely true because I think there never were any snakes in Ireland. It just happens to be that kind of island where there aren't any natural snakes there. But it's a good story, and you'll often hear that story of St. Patrick getting rid of all the snakes in Ireland. It's one of those stories that grows up around these people.
No wonder they made him a saint.
Exactly. Got rid of all them snakes. Okay, well, that is the end of our article. So let's now move on to today's For You chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, what do the symbols of your favorite holiday mean? All right, so last time in day one, we were talking about our favorite holidays.
Yep.
I mentioned Halloween and Christmas as mine. Yours was Easter.
Yes, that is right. I picked Easter as one of mine, and I said you get chocolate eggs on Easter. Now, the reason you get an egg is because inside a normal egg, there is new life, okay? And Easter celebrates the fact that after Jesus was killed, he came back to life 3 days later. So the egg is a symbol of someone being reborn, which is why eggs are an important part. I don't exactly know why the bunny, the chocolate rabbit, I'm not quite sure why that's important. Maybe because
it's spring?
Yeah, Easter was also a spring festival, so kind of rabbits appearing would help to be spring. Easter's a bit of a combination of Christian and older religions sort of coming together to make one big celebration.
Mm-hmm. For Christmas, I can think about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Right?
But there's also like the star on top of the tree,
right,
which the wise men followed, or the holly plant, which comes from a Roman festival that came before.
I don't know all these symbols.
Of these are in our magazine. I just remember some of the stuff we happen to have written about over the years. What else are Christmas symbols?
I can only think about, like, during Christmas, of course, we believe in Santa Claus. So that can be considered as a kind of symbol.
He's a symbol of sort of modern Christmas. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then for Chinese festivals,
During Chinese New Year, we have fish.
Yes.
Right? To mean, you know, abundance in the new year.
Right.
Dumplings.
So the fish, they're all symbols of kind of good luck and prosperity, aren't they?
Exactly.
Okay, there we go. That is the end of today's article. Thank you for watching, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Let's be green on St. Patrick's Day. Although St. Patrick's Day has become a global celebration, few people know about the historic figure it's named after. St. Patrick was a famous saint born 1,500 years ago in Britain. As a teenager, he was seized by criminals and brought to Ireland. After 6 years, he escaped and returned home to become a priest. As an adult, he went back to Ireland to spread the word of God. Back then, there weren't many Christians in Ireland. St. Patrick believed strongly in his religion, though, so he traveled around the country building schools and churches. His determination paid off. Within 30 years, he had converted most of the country to his religion. Many modern-day symbols of St. Patrick's Day are related to his life. One is the shamrock, a plant with three leaves. Some believe he used it to teach people about the three most important figures in Christianity. Another is the Celtic cross, to which St. Patrick added the sun. When you raise your glass to say cheers this St. Patrick's Day, be sure to give thanks to the saint who made this holiday possible. Vocabulary Review. Global. Climate change is a global problem. It's something the whole world must deal with. Celebration. We're going to have a big celebration because we just graduated from high school. Seize. The bad guys seized the rich man's son and asked for $1 million to return him to his family. Criminal. After the criminals were caught, they spent the night in jail. Determination. The athlete's determination helped him recover quickly from his bad injury. Related. Neil thinks his health problems are related to the dust in his office.